I'm Kelly Beatty, the executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during September evenings. You won't need a telescope or fancy equipment. Just find a clear view of the sky and bring your curiosity. Before heading out, grab a sweater or light jacket, then settle onto a blanket, a folding chair, or a reclining lounger, and lean back to take in the beauty of the star-spangled sky overhead. Seasonally speaking, September is a time of transition. Sunset comes earlier and earlier, by 7:30 most everywhere. Once it gets dark this month, you won't see the moon in the sky, at least for the first couple of weeks. New moon is on the 11th, and there's a partial solar eclipse that morning, but you have to be in South America or Antarctica to see it. Now, if you're up before dawn on Monday, September 10th, if the sky is very clear, and if you have a really wide-open view to the east, look for an ultra-thin crescent moon hanging low in the sky about a half hour before sunrise. Binoculars will help if you've got them. A few nights later, by the 14th, the moon slides into view in the evening sky as a thin crescent. That delicate crescent gets a little fatter each night until full moon on the 26th. As darkness falls after sunset, the only bright planet in the evening sky is Jupiter. Look for it low down in the southwest, left of where the sun went down, as twilight deepens. It sets a bit after 11 p.m. as September opens, but much earlier, around 9:30 by month's end. The King of Planets has also been King of the Evening Sky all summer long, but that reign will soon end. Following Venus's lead from a couple of months ago, Jupiter is about to exit stage west for the rest of the year, so catch it while you can. Another thing that's winding down is summer here in the Northern Hemisphere. The equinox is on the 23rd at 5:51 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At that moment, the sun will be directly overhead as seen from the equator and heading south in the sky. And you can impress your friends with this nifty factoid about the equinox. On that day, no matter where you live, the sun rises due east and sets due west. Summer might be ending astronomically, but temperature-wise, we still have some warm days ahead of us, and most of summer's stars can still be seen as well. Topping the list is the trio of bright stars collectively called the Summer Triangle. Finding them is easy, even if your backyard is hopelessly awash with light pollution. Lift your gaze up, way up, to find a bright star that's almost directly overhead. That's Vega. It's in the constellation Lyra, the Lyre. And it's relatively close as stars go, just 25 light-years away. Astronomers gauge a star's brightness by a number called its magnitude, and Vega is an important star in this scheme. Some 2,100 years ago, an ancient Greek astronomer named Hipparchus decided to create a method for organizing stars according to their brightness. He called the most luminous ones stars of the first magnitude, and fainter ones were ranked second, third, fourth, fifth, and finally sixth, marking the limit of visibility with the eye. Hipparchus picked Vega as his anchor star, and so its magnitude became 0.0. Now, it turns out that four other nighttime stars are brighter than Vega, and one of them is in the evening sky during September. I'll reveal its identity in a moment, but look around yourself to see if you can figure out which one it is. If you're looking up at Vega, you should also be seeing the two other corners of the Summer Triangle. One is to the south of Vega by about three times the width of your fist held at arm's length. That's Altair, and it's the main star in the constellation of Aquila, the Eagle. The third star is about two fists from Vega toward east, which is the direction opposite where the sun set. That star is called Deneb, a westernized version of the Arabic phrase for hen's tail. Deneb does mark the tail of a bird, but it's a graceful swan, the constellation Cygnus. The swan's head, a star called Albireo, is about midway between Vega and Altair. And in between Deneb and Albireo are a row of three stars that mark the swan's body and wings. If you're able to get away from city lights and out under a really dark, moonless sky, you'll see that the swan is gliding right down the middle of the Milky Way's soft, glowing river of starlight. Here's another factoid for you. Deneb is roughly 100 times farther away than Vega, but you can see that it's still quite bright. So why is that? Because Deneb pumps out at least 100,000 times more light than our sun does. It's a real powerhouse of a star. So that's the Summer Triangle. As the weeks go by, this easy-to-spot trio will gradually migrate westward in the sky. It'll stay with us for a few more months before sinking out of sight in the west. Okay, time's up. Have you found the star that's brighter than Vega? Well, if you look west, far to the right of Jupiter and a little higher up, there's a star that looks just about as bright. That's Arcturus, and technically it does outshine Vega, but only by 7%. Actually, Vega probably looks like the brighter of the two, both because it's overhead, where there's the least haze, and because Arcturus is slightly reddish. There's one more thing to tell you about this month. Saturday, September 15th, is National Astronomy Day. Chances are good that there's an astronomy club in your area, and that it'll be hosting a star party to let folks like you have a look through a telescope at the moon, Jupiter, a glittering star cluster, or a ghostly nebula. To find a club near you, go to skyandtelescope.com/clubs. In fact, for more information about all kinds of stargazing, skyandtelescope.com is a great all-around resource. Next month, we'll spend a little more time with the lyre, eagle, and swan, and explore the myths and legends surrounding them. Until then, I wish you clear skies.